The parable of the lamp on a stand. What's the point of being lit by God if no one can see the flame? Jesus had just spoken about new wine, new structures, new beginnings. Now he speaks about light, a light that's real, that shines, that doesn't hide. He says, no one lights a lamp and then covers it with a bowl. You place it high, on a stand, so it gives light to everyone in the house. The illustration is simple, but the implication, life-altering. Because you weren't lit to blend in, you were lit to be seen. In the ancient world, light was survival. It pushed back darkness. It revealed safety. It made movement possible. And when Jesus lights your life with his truth, it's not just for your benefit. It's so that others find the way. But here's the tension. Light makes us visible, and visibility makes us vulnerable. That's why so many believers hide what God lit. They dim their passion. They whisper their testimony. They lower their fire, not because it died, but because they feared what it might expose. Have you ever hidden your light because you were afraid of what it might cost you to be seen? Jesus knew we'd face that temptation. That's why he said, "No one lights a lamp to put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand." It's not just about shining. It's about where you shine. Your stand is your assignment. That workplace where you feel outnumbered, that's your stand. That family where no one believes yet, your stand. That public place where silence feels safer, still your stand. You were lit with purpose, not just to be saved, but to illuminate. Jesus goes on to say, there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be brought into the open. In other words, truth always surfaces. So live like it. Light not only reveals what's good, it exposes what's broken, it awakens what's been sleeping, and that's uncomfortable. But it's also where freedom begins. Have you been dimming your light for the sake of peace? Are you confusing silence with wisdom? When God is calling you to speak with fire, Jesus never called us to be secret Christians. He called us to be cities on hills. Lamps on stands, voices crying out, not whispers hiding in the crowd. The lamp is Christ in you. The stand is wherever he's placed you. The oil is the Spirit who fuels your fire. And the only thing left to decide is, will you hide or shine? This parable doesn't end with suggestion. It ends with urgency. Jesus says, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have, will be taken away. That's not about possessions, it's about light. If you guard it, cultivate it, let it shine, he will increase it. He will multiply your reach. But if you bury it, you lose what made you different in the first place. So today, pause and ask yourself, what part of my life is still hiding the light of Christ? Where is he asking me to speak, and I've stayed silent? What could change around me if I simply burned without apology? Because the world doesn't need more arguments. It needs more lamps, lit, lifted, unashamed. You weren't saved to be invisible. You were set on fire to become a beacon,